Well, hello and welcome to our wealth creation program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. Today is all about the website update. As many of you know, you have been frequenting the website, your replicated sites. Obviously, it looks incredibly different. It's so beautiful, so colorful. And we have Patty Raphael with us today to share all of the updates, the enhancements, the things that they changed for all of us company-wide, just to, you know, increase better usage and all kinds of things. She's going to get into some details. But for those of you who do not know Patty, Patty has been a part of Isagenix since its inception. And I'm not kidding. She was one of the first people that my dad hired on to help in the founding days of Isagenix. So she's been a part of this company since the beginning, watching it grow from its infancy on up to what it is today. She has been in the health and wellness industry for over 30 years now. She uses creative ways to collaboratively work through seriously complex issues, and at the same time empowering others to realize and achieve their dreams and their goals. She has held many positions in Isagenix. She's been a project manager. She's been, her titles, I guess, I think are quite many. But let me tell you, outside of Isagenix, she's a certified project manager. She is an active member of the American Society for Quality. She has a master's of science, her master's in science. And she's busy, not only with Isagenix corporately, but she's got a hubby named Eric. They've got two adult kids. They are super busy trying to keep up with their sons. And on top of that, she loves to hike. And her latest passion is obstacle running. She just completed a Tough Mudder obstacle race just this month as of the recording of this podcast. And if any of you know what that's like, I admire you, Patty, because those are some tough races. Oh, my goodness. So with that, welcome. We're excited to have you with us today.
Wow. Thank you, Kirsty. What a wonderful intro. And a Tough Mudder definitely is muddy. It does teach you how far you're willing to go. It was fun.
Yeah. Talk about, that it's that mental thing that's in pushing yourself too, for sure. And by the way, your title that you hold right now, you're Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing Operations.
Correct.
Yes. So you were very, very much a part of this website update that we just transitioned to, correct?
Correct. Yes. It's actually one of my passions over many, many years to get this upgraded and to get the field changed. So I'm very happy that we did get it accomplished. It is something that we've been working on for a while.
Yes. And as I had mentioned before, I mean, obviously you've been a part of Isagenix since its inception, and I can think back on our first launched website and what it looked like. It was so basic and plain. I think it was like white and blue and black. That's it. And So you helped with this update. Share with us what those beginning days were like with our beginning websites and how we've evolved to today.
Yeah, well, actually, the original website way back when we first started had even less functionality than what we had when we converted this year. Very different. We had a lot of different URLs that you had to remember. We had a lot of different things where you had to go to remember to find things. It was not easy, smooth, and streamlined. And even with our last website, prior to the update, we had still a lot of different URLs that you had to remember. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to make it more cohesive. So one of the things I wanted to do was just make sure that we're talking about why did we make the update, you know? Mm-hmm. So often people come back to me and go, yeah, I get if you want to change colors and branding, but why did you change the navigation? Because now I don't remember where anything is and I have to go search for it. So I just kind of wanted to cover briefly why we did it so that the audience has an understanding of what we're after. So there's a couple of different things that we wanted to accomplish. We wanted to align with customer first. We wanted to enhance the user experience by streamlining it and making it user friendly. We wanted to make sure that we were doing things that would make our associates proud to use the website. We wanted to make sure that it was visually stunning and that it was in line with how other websites are currently setting the bar and standard for web design and development. We wanted to make sure that we were making it engaging to our customer. And in reality, for this particular website, we also kind of changed our customer. If you remember our old website, it was very much designed for prospects as well as for customers and associates. Well, now we've kind of changed that mode and we're going after people that are prospects. We've taken a lot of the information that was for associates and pushed it down a little lower in the website or behind the login wall because we don't want to confuse that prospect that lands for the very first time on Isagenix. We want to help them understand or take a look at some of the lifestyle changes that they can have. We want to help them to get into the lifestyle solution that's most appropriate for their needs, for what they want and what they're looking for. So we tried really hard to make sure that it was engaging and that it would help a prospect get to the information that they wanted. Now, we didn't do this in a vacuum. As always, we really like to have input from our field. So we had a web advisory panel that has worked with us for over a year. That panel is made up of Isagenix leaders, Danielle Thompson, Chris Harder, Jill Bauman, Nicole Stewart, Tyler Dickerhoof, and Carmen Rumsey from Australia. So we wanted to make sure that we got a cross-section of people that had a big interest in helping us develop a website into something that an associate would be proud to use. We also wanted to make sure that we didn't go too extreme. We wanted to make sure that the website that you're using would not have to have some kind of monthly charge associated with it. So we wanted to make sure that it was optimized for the mobile and for the tablet experience, because we now know that a large percentage, well over 60% of traffic, comes from mobile and tablet in the world now. And in some of our other countries, that percentage is even higher compared to what you'd experience in North America. Finally, last but not least, we wanted to make sure that we were highlighting our solutions. Because again, if you're a prospect coming in and you don't know very much about Isagenix, one of the first things you're asking is, what do you sell? Who are you? Are you a reputable kind of company? So that's really what we were after. Those were the kinds of objectives that we wanted to make sure that we hit when we started this.
That's great. You guys have nailed it because it's beautiful. I think based on the visual experience and just how people streamline getting in and accessing information on various websites today, I can see that we have adopted some of those processes. And like I said, it's very aesthetically pleasing for sure, Patty. Okay, what else? Anything else before we?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's actually more. So what I just spoke of were all kind of the front end, the glitz and the glamour. Mm-hmm. What I'm extremely excited about, as are the marketing team here in the home office, is this update allowed us to change and upgrade the software that we use to run our web experience. And I can't speak to you how important that is to us, because it positions us really well over this next year to begin to customize more, to begin to add a lot of the bells and whistles that our previous software wouldn't let us do. Mm-hmm. It allows us to do search. It allows us to understand where people are coming from and what kinds of behaviors they do on the web. Whereas before, a lot of that was kind of blind and in a vacuum to us. We couldn't see into how our customers were using the website all of that well. So we're super excited here in marketing about having a consistent message that's got a recurring theme. Today is the day. That's our recurring theme. You'll see it in our videos. You'll see it in the website. You'll see it in our sales material. And that actually is pretty much a first for us also. It's been a long time. Actually, I can't even think of the time where we had a bunch of different delivery vehicles at Isagenix delivering one theme. Mm-hmm. Today is the day. Mm-hmm. So it supports our Isagenix journey towards health and wellness, and I think that's what's most important.
Nice. Now, how does Isagenix compare to other websites out there? I mean, you had mentioned it earlier about we don't have a monthly payment. There are other companies out there that do charge their associates for their replicated sites. And that was the other thing, too. I wanted you to just kind of talk about the replicated site, the personalized web pages that everybody has at their fingertips.
Yeah, perfect. Well, and I think this is an important aspect. It turned out that a lot of people weren't really using the personalized websites prior to our update, and we hope to change that because we think personalized websites really important to you and your business. It allows you to track better based on the customization and the reporting that we will develop over the next year. You'll be able to run your business a little bit better. It will give you greater insight to the people that are landing on your page and what they do and what they're what they click on. So we think it's really important. Some people aren't even certain that they have a personalized website. If you don't mind, what I'd like to do is make sure that I cover how do you get to a personalized website, to that section that allows you to choose it. So when you open your back office or log into your back office, if you look right there on that page that opens up down in the lower left-hand corner, you're going to see a button that says Manage My Website. That's within your back office. If you click on that, then it will open up and give you three different templates you can choose from. One template will be the default. In other words, it will look very similar to what isagenix.com looks like now, so that if a prospect lands on your personalized website for the first time, we're going to put them into that decision tree where they get to see all four solutions and they can pick the lifestyle solution that best represents where they're what they want to do. The second kind of template that you can use is one that takes a video and puts it on the top part of your personalized page. So if you have a video that you really, really like when you use to talk to prospects, you may want to choose this video template. You select the video you want and you've got that video at the top of your page. The third template allows you to select product. So in this case, you scroll down, you pick three different products that you can use, and they will be at the top of your personalized web page when somebody opens that up. So if you're really into selling the value pack or the business builder pack, or you have a specific pack that you really like to focus on, this is your opportunity to select those and use them when you send somebody to your personalized site. Again, advantages for using personalized site is obviously you have the buy now and the sign up and save buttons there. You get credit, obviously, for any of those kinds of things. You can bookmark it, and then you can send it off to others, and you can use it to create traffic to that site, because that site's where you want your prospects to go, unless you're using your own back office to help sign up somebody. And then you may want to walk them through. If that's your normal pattern, that's great. But again, if you're sending somebody to isagenix.com, the better place to send them is to your personalized website.
Okay, excellent. And I'm so glad that you shared all of that information on how to customize it and the reasons why. Because, my goodness, if they're going to isagenix.com, you may be potentially losing a prospect. Right. So to be able to use your own site that has all of your own information, whether it's samsmith.isagenix.com, like you said, you can capture that customer, that sale, whether it's retail or wholesale with a sign up, preferred customer, whatever. So, yeah, that's wonderful. Before we get into some of those frequently asked questions, I know that one was kind of one of them that we wanted to discuss, but tell us what your favorite parts are to the new look and feel of the website. What do you love the most?
Well, as somebody that used the website a lot, I have to say my all-time favorite is not having to select the country flag anymore.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That used to drive me crazy. It was just, you know, those extra one or two clicks that I had to make. It's like, oh, I can't believe I have to do this again. So I'm super, super happy with the fact that we now have the computer reading the IP address of the visitor. And we serve up the country and the language that's most appropriate to that visitor, where they're coming from. Now, you can still change countries. You just need to scroll down to the bottom footer if you're interested in doing that. And there's a button there that says select country and language. So you can still change to something different. We haven't taken anything away, but we're trying to make it super simple for that prospect that lands on isagenix.com or on your personalized website. So that's one. The other one that I really like is that we now have search functionality on the website. We did not before. And that was really difficult, I thought, because I think that that's, you know, kind of a standard of where all the websites are now. So I'm super happy to be able to report that we have it. It gives visibility into what customers are looking for. And now that Isagenix has the back end to be able to track that, we're going to become much better at serving up search results over the next year. And we're going to be able to really make this search functionality sing really well in the near future. So I'm super excited about that. And I like to point out that the associates have been super excited about that also. It's turning out to be a very popular feature, and that we have we average over 2,000 searches being done per day right now.
So wow.
That's something that the field likes, and obviously we will continue to work on that to make it an even better experience as we use it more. So that's the second thing I'm super excited about. And then really, what I wanted to do was make a site that was super simple for a prospect. I wanted to make sure that we were serving up information when it was needed, as a prospect's likely to ask for it. So we do have all the information that a person needs on a page where they can make a buying decision. So now currently, if you were to say, for example, click into a 30-day system, on that 30-day system, you would see tabs that talk about the values and benefits of the system. A tab that gives you the product labels allows you to drill into what are the components, and then ultimately what are the labels for each one of those components. We have a section that has recipes. Recipes historically have been very popular with Isagenix, so now we're springboarding off of that popularity and helping people to understand that they can change and make new recipes with products that they are using. And then we wanted to make sure that we were offering basic education about how to use the product. So we call that system support, and you'll find system guides if it's a system. If it's not a system but other things, then you may find videos or information like how to make a shake. So to me, those three things, not having the flags anymore, having global search, and having all the information at your fingertips for a prospect has been really important. Those are the ones I'm most excited about.
That's great. Yes. And all great changes, great shifts. Okay. So we've talked about the replicated sites and how to personalize those. And then, of course, all of your favorite little spots. So let's go into some materials that were moved to the associate back office, obviously, which would require login. What did you move to the ABO?
Yeah, so let's talk about what we were trying to accomplish. What we really wanted to do was we wanted to have all prospect-oriented materials on the front part, right, front part of your web. And then once you log in, that's where you're likely to see more of the information that you would need as an associate. So you will find in the back office that we've removed some of the business building actions, like the list of sites, and it's in the back office. We also have taken some similar content that's oriented towards associates or building your business and moved it into the back office. So we're still trying to leave product education, who Isagenix is, what we are, our culture, what the products are, those kinds of things that a prospect would want to know on the front side. But then on the back side, we're trying to make it more oriented towards business builders.
Mm-hmm. And I love that too, because obviously a prospect or a customer, they really don't want to have to see or sift or sort through all of that. Going back to what you shared on some of your favorites, being able to go and search and just be product oriented, I think it's fantastic. But also, you've got business opportunity that's being presented to on the front end as well, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now we do have some. Certainly, you can see it under the wealth creation section. Mm-hmm. And then within each section, we try to make sure that there's what I call hook points, so that if somebody's interested in wealth creation, they will find it. But if you're a prospect coming in going, hey, I'm interested in weight loss, the wealth creation typically is not the first thing that they're after. And so we want to make sure we serve up the information on weight loss first, and then gradually introduce them into the concept of wealth creation, which we've done multiple ways, not only on the front end, because if you want to explore the website, you'll find it. But then once you express interest, that's where we start to have more hooks about, hey, come on in. We can show you how to share your story. We can get you to talk about your why. We can help you share your story and potentially earn some income if you want to. So
wonderful. Okay, and then of course there's some things to the old website that with the new one, the transition to the new look, might be missing. There's maybe people that have mentioned like, well, where did this go or where did that go? So what happened to a couple of the sections of the website?
Yeah, there are a couple of items, especially PDFs, that were very, very outdated that Isagenix said, we're not going to replace that because the information is kind of someplace else. We're just going to remove this PDF. In most cases, we found that those PDFs did not have very many people clicking on them in the first place. So we didn't think that that it would be a surprise to anybody. But as I mentioned before, because we were trying to simplify the process, we did take some older content and remove it. We took some content associated with business building and put it into the back office. And we tried to make it so that we were updating the system across the board. Now, the other thing that I like to point out is if you are on the website and you're like, man, I don't know how to find something, and you don't think that it's business building, because again, most business building will be back behind the login or on Isagenix Business. That's isagenixbusiness.com. But here's how you would do a search on the front side to determine whether or not you can find whatever you're looking for. You can go to our resource center. Now, the resource center is found by clicking on the three lines that are in the top right-hand corner of your web page. So in the header section, if you were to look at isagenix.com or your personalized web page, you would see what looks like a magnifying glass. And then next to it, these three lines, which in the internet world, in the website world, represent a menu. That's a symbol for a menu. So if you click on that, it will open up and it will give you various areas that you can look into. The one on the far right-hand side will be called Resource Center. And when you click on that, it basically is an area that allows you to search on terms. And those terms then bring up the resources that we have associated with that term. So if you're looking for the allergen table, or if you're looking for something specific, type it into that section under the Resource Center, and if we have it out there in the world before the login system, then you will find it.
Sweet. Okay, good. Well, and then also too, what if there is content that people are unable to locate on the site? Is there a way in which they can email or call customer care to have assistance?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So if you've done the search on the Resource Center, then and you still can't find what you're looking for, my suggestion is, one, either contact our customer care team, and you can do that a couple of ways. You can email support@isagenixcorp.com, or you can call in if you prefer to use the phone, and that number is 1-877-877-8111.
Okay, excellent. And then let's talk about any global changes. Are there any changes being made based on other countries, specific country websites?
There are. So again, we launched this globally, this new look and feel and functionality. Because again, we all know that prospects are across the world and we want to make sure that we're speaking to prospects in similar fashion. So updates have been made in all the different countries. And what you will see is that many of our images right now kind of reflect that North America look, because those were the models that we used first. But as we move into growing older, many of those will change and become more localized to the country. You'll find that product is different. So a picture of a U.S. product will appear different than a picture of a Malaysian or Singapore product. So we do have some images that are different between countries. And of course, the other items that are differences between countries often are the PDFs or the marketing materials in support of those. So we try to make sure that if you're coming in from Malaysia, you are seeing the Malaysia product catalog, you're looking at its pictures, you know what it looks like and what's needed, and you have the language and labels and everything right there specific to Malaysia.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, Patty, congratulations on everything that you guys have accomplished here, you and your entire team. The website is absolutely gorgeous, and I'm really excited to know that the operating system that we're running on right now is going to allow for more enhancements and changes just to kind of help with the evolution of technology and what we need as business builders, as well as our customers when it comes to surfing the site. So we appreciate all of your hard work.
Ah, thank you, Kirsty. It's super exciting to be here at Isagenix. It is a lovely company, and the Coovers are amazing people. So I'm usually here at the disposal of anybody that needs me associated with sales and marketing. So if it turns out you as associates have questions, don't hesitate to shoot me an email or give me a shout, because that's what I'm here for, is to serve all you guys.
Oh, you're awesome. Yes, thank you so much, Patty. And for everybody that's listening in, thanks for joining us. And give us your feedback. Let us know what you think about this new beautiful site. And reach out to Patty, too, if you've got questions that you need answered, where customer care maybe, you know, they can assist as well, as whether you're calling or emailing them. So thank you again, Patty, and for everybody on listening in, best of luck as you guys move forward and build in the remainder of 2017. All right, until next time, best of success. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.